This is ABC Radio Brisbane with Steve Austin.
Well, I want to take your mind back. Do you remember Alvey fishing reels? They've been trying to shut down for 6 months. But after we brought you the story of what had happened and what was going on, customers wouldn't let them close. They had influxes of orders. Queensland fishing business Alvey Reels has been running for almost a century. And for many of my listeners, they thought, honestly, this thing just epitomises my relationship with my dad, Australia, childhood, you know, fun and relaxation. And Alvey Reels was due to close at the end of October. But after being bombarded with orders, things have changed. Bruce Alvey, the owner of Alvey Reels, and his great-grandfather Charles Alvey started the company. Bruce Alvey, you've been trying to close since October, but the customers wouldn't let you. You've been staying open.
Thank you, Steve. Yes, no, we're still trying to catch up on orders. We have fulfilled a large portion of orders, but we've still got some of the more intricate reels that have got a lot of work in them that we're still trying to catch up on.
So what's new? What's news today, Bruce?
Well, the news today is that with all the from your show and lots of other shows that we did and the public reaction on Facebook and all that that's gone through, brought a man out to see us that he was very passionate about Queensland and icon brand names, and he said the same as many of our customers, this can't happen. So he sat down with us and talked to us and worked out a plan, and as of 1st of July, there will be a new company that we will be part owners of with a gentleman named Con Athens. And, he's a branding and sales expert, semi-retired now from a big business and looking for something to keep him busy, but closer to home. So he said he was sick of flying around in aeroplanes, where this is nice and close to home.
So Alvey Reels is saved?
Yes. So,
Wow, I mean, you sound remarkably, relaxed about it.
We've been living this for the last 9 months and sort of up and down and up and down. But, it's a great relief to our staff, and there's still hard work to go. I mean, it's not just easy. We've got to get the sales back up to get the company. The company has been profitable since we've had all the sales, but we've got to keep that going now, and that's going to be the trick now, how we move forward. To spread the name further. Con wants to spread it further overseas than we've done in the past, which we have sold a little bit overseas in the past, but a lot of things have changed, and with media all around the world now on electronics, Facebook and that, you know, we feel there's maybe a different way of promoting it and doing things.
Well, if you just turn on your radio, your smartphone, Alvey Reels has been saved. I don't know whether you call him a venture capitalist or a saviour investor, either way.
He's just a very passionate businessman that he's a very quiet and humble man, and he just wants to be he's passionate about the brand and wants to see it survive and use his skills to do that. He said he doesn't want to be known as a saviour. He just wants to be in here and get it going again and keep it going in Queensland and Australia.
So Alvey Reels, the Australian company, Queensland company that's been going for a century, is now being dragged into the 21st century with some new energy and new vigour and a new capital.
Yeah. So our first big point is, like we said, so we've got our 2020 is our 100th year anniversary, so we've already been talking about a few ideas for that. So that'll be one of our first milestones to get up and then keep going from there.
Well, you sound remarkably relaxed for a man whose family company that's nearly a century old has just been saved.
Yeah. Well, life has been pretty tumultuous since I suppose there was more heartache and stress about making the announcement back in July.
Right, okay.
Last year. I mean, that was terrible. And look, even though yes, we've got a new future in front of us, but it's not going to be easy. It's still going to take a lot of hard work and drive to get the brand back up and the sales, keep the sales up to where they are. So,
and you'll be launching a new company in the new financial year, the 1st of July.
It'll still carry forward under the same name, Alvey Reels Australia, but it'll be a new, that's a trading name, so it'll be a new company backing that.
Mm-hmm.
And and hopefully all our staff will come across that we've got, and it's all looking pretty good.
And you're keeping your headquarters or your factory here in Carroll Park here in Brisbane?
Yes, no, he's very passionate about keeping it Australian made. So, which there were lots of rumours running around that, get made in India or China and it'll never be the same again. And
yes.
So, yes, no, and he was passionate about keeping that here too, which, we've still got, like I've talked to you past, the costs in Australia are probably double what they are in America, let alone China. And but we've still got issues we've got to fight out with the councils on rates and hopefully try and get electricity, some sanity in that someday. But, they're all things that cost a lot in Australia. But Con wants to keep it here and keep manufacturing here with Australian staff. So that's really great.
Congratulations, Bruce Alvey.
Thank you, Steve, for your help. And I think you're... numerous interviews have certainly kept the story going and bubbling through lots of radios over the southeast.
Well, it's been my listeners that have kept the story. My listeners, were calling us and bombarding us with emails and telling us stories. How many staff are you employing now, Bruce?
It's about 24 people. So we were down lower than that, and then we've had to put about 6 people on. And then, and hopefully, if we get it back up, we'll even employ more people.
Well, well, well. You're getting through all the orders that came as a result of the publicity that you may be closing?
We're nearly through those.
Okay.
So, and we've got a little bit of stock on the shelves, but nearly everything we make goes straight out the door.
Well, thank you so much for telling us the news, Bruce Alvey. I'll let you go. I believe it's bucketing down where you are, so I'll let you go and make your way home in the rain. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Steve.
Cheers.
And thank you to all your listeners and supporters that helped us get through this.
Bruce Alvey, owner of Alvey Reels. His great-grandfather, Charles Alvey, started the company 98 years ago, to be precise. They're going to do a special gig in 2020. But I'd call him an angel investor or someone who's retired from business and wants to do something here at home and develop the company. Mr. Con Athens is joining forces with the family members, and they'll be launching a new company structure in the first of the financial year this year. It'll keep trading under the name.
You're listening to ABC Radio Brisbane with Steve Austin.